Welcome to another worldwide podcast from Fatima, Portugal. I'm your host, evangelist and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 13 with verses 31 and 32. Jesus proposed another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. Amen. I want to begin today by praying for the repose of the soul of Father Gordon, another giant in the faith, passed away on Monday after a brief battle with cancer. We continue to pray for all of the lost souls. May all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Father Ray, we're thinking about you and praying for you and thanking you for last night's dream to Tony. And we continue to lift you up and share your wisdom with others that we meet. We are getting ready to go to an early Mass, then visit the tombs of the three who received the apparitions who are buried in the basilica where the apparitions occurred. Here is a quick summary of the first five apparitions as they appeared. The first apparition was on May 13, 1917. The Blessed Virgin Mary tells the children that she will be visiting on the 13th of each month for 6 months. She tells the children in the tiny village they will need to commit sacrifices and suffer, but that they will end up in heaven. She tells the children to say the rosary prayer every day to bring about peace and to devote themselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The second apparition occurred on June 13th of 1917, the next month. Mary asked the children to add the Fatima prayer to the end of the rosary. The children ask her to take them to heaven, but she says that it's too soon. She says she will soon take Jacinta and Francisco, but Lucia will stay on earth for longer. Jacinta and Francisco passed away during the flu epidemic, and Lucia lived to the age of 97. Third apparition was on July 13, 1917. Mary reveals the three secrets. She shows the children that hell is a horrible place. She also predicts the Second World War and the persecution of Christians in Russia. She goes on to want that there will be further persecution of Christians worldwide. The fourth apparition occurred on August 19th, 1917. It didn't occur on the 13th because the apparition doesn't happen as planned. The three children were kidnapped and imprisoned by the police. The police believed that they were making up the apparitions and wanted the children to state that it was all a hoax. The children stood their ground and were later on released. 6 days after the 13th of the month, Mary appeared again and told the children to pray for sinners. Amen. I will summarize the final miracle tomorrow. Please pray for our safe travels through Portugal and Spain. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born, in Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 13 with verses 31 and 32. a two-stanza poem. It's titled Seed of Mustard Like Heaven's Kingdom. Disciples hear parable proposed, seed of mustard like heaven's kingdom, field sowed of seed's smallest road, grown full plant is largest of freedom. Bush large it becomes, sky birds dwell, branches swaying in the sun, like the kingdom growing large to tell. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 7th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 8:28 local time in Portugal. That's a.m. 8:28 a.m. local time in Portugal. Amen. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for praying for our safe travel here in Portugal and Spain. We continue our pilgrimage to the sites as we go today to visit the tomb of the three children here in Fatima, which is buried on the site in the basilica where their vision occurred. We continue to pray for our good friends across the world, including our good friends John and Marie, but we pray for the reposed soul of Father Gordon this morning, who passed away yesterday, and continue our prayers for Father Ray. Again, thanks for joining us as we close in the name of Jesus at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings and the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Johnny, we love you. God bless you. And have a great day in the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.